Hello,
and welcome back
to the 622, where we do what it do, yo.
Love this shit, Mike.
Alright, so, I'm finna clean up the restroom. Pretty sure I did this before on one thing, but we back at it again. I wanna talk about Kitsy Ghost. I'm gonna give it a rating. And Nas, the album droppathin, J-Rock droppathin. Oh my gosh, music right now is poppathin. Let's see, where I'm gonna start. Cause you know we don't have like a list. I don't do top lists, I just talk. So I guess we'll go with how I presented it, Kitsy Ghost. Initially didn't think it was all that great compared to Ye. But I was still messing with it, I just didn't think it was as good. Cause it was like very different in a lot of ways, but similar in some other ways. Like when you listen to it, you'll be able to pick up on that, but like I guess what was different was kind of some of the like the way the lyrics were being delivered, and like there was more shouting on this one, I guess, kind of, in a way, but not really. That's what I'm saying. So it was give and take initially, like, but definitely had it playing back to back to back, because I thought it was alright, but what is the rating? Let me make this clear. I still would say that it isn't better than Ye. In my opinion, Ye is still the best thing they've dropped. And I like I said, I've listened to the Nas album, and that I've only listened to like one time all the way through, one and a half times kind of. But man, he got bars in there too, honestly. But I mean, it's Nas. So it's kind of like a different wave compared to these, but like still, quality-wise, fire. Beats are live. I think the one where I don't think it's not for radio. I think it's like the one about cops or something. It's like, cops killed that boy, cops killed. And it like keeps repeating, that's live in the background. But back to Kitsy Ghost, KSG, like 12. All right, what do I want to rate this? Kitsy Ghost. Phenomena, album, artwork, if you will, piece of art. So based off what I just said, you could probably imagine what the score is gonna be, but not until I say it, or when I say it, you could guess what I'm gonna say. So anyway, this is what I'm gonna rate it. I'm gonna have to give it, as you know, last episode I gave Kanye's album a perfect 622, which is a first, and I would still feel that way. I really do. Like, it's just like the sound of it is beautiful, and I think that's what drove me to give it a perfect score. So I guess I could do like individual, like topic scores, like sound, lyrics, stuff like that, but I just felt like overall it was just like it was that good. So now for Kid Cudi's, I feel like it's pretty good. Kid Cudi and Kanye West collab. I'm gonna have to give it probably like, I'd say like 575, 580. Yeah. Yeah, 575, 580. I'd go with that, because it's pretty good. I mean, then, well, earlier when I said it's similar and different in ways, I was struggling to think of what, like, evidence for that. So what I'm going to say is, I guess I'll retract that. And what I'll say is, now that I thought about it correctly, there was things that were different in there that I wasn't used to hearing, that it kind of took time to get used to. Like, when you listen to it again and again, and you kind of get it, like, all together. So, I thought it was pretty good that, like, you know, listening to it multiple times. What else? Yeah, so, like, 575. 580. Max. And then maybe low end. Like, 550. So, yeah. That's how I felt about that one. Still very good. Very, very good. That Kurt Cobain sample. It's hard. Free is pretty good. Fire. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the tracks are really good. Now this Nas album. Initial impression. Lyrically impressive. What else could I say? Like I said, I haven't dove too deep into that one per se, or the new J-Rock one that came out. Or the new J-Rock one that came out. I listened to that one a couple times, and it was pretty good. Once, once and a half. There was a song on there that was on the Black Panther track, King's Dead track, so that one was kind of, like, I could understand it, but at the same time, I was like, I guess, the feature with Kendrick stood out, Out of Sight, Out of Mind, I think it was Knock It Off. That was another good one that caught my attention. Like the flow on it. What else? That's what I remembered. Georgia Smith. She dropped her album. I forget what it's called. Let me see. Let's see what the what was it called? Lost and Found, Georgia Smith. very peaceful album. Her voice, it's beautiful, bro. It's just beautiful. Two songs that stood out the most to me were Blue Lights and I think it's Lifeboats, the freestyle. That was pretty cool. The instrumental on each of those, respectively, is what's making me say this. Trying to think of what else there is that I'm in. So eventually, I guess. See, and it's hard to listen to the Georgia Smith album, not because it's not good, but because it's like, I'm listening to this good music blast right now. Like, they just got straight heat for the summer. For the summer! 2K18. Out here, bruh. Out here. Literally, it's going down. Something that was kind of disappointing, they didn't have a release, live stream for Nas's thing, which, I mean, I would have enjoyed watching. I mean, I know they had a release party, but So I'm gonna try to get that Georgia Smith back in the rotation. So I can give y'all a rating on that. I guess I'll put the Nas and the J-Rock in rotation as well. Get back to y'all with the rating on those. Another thing that I noticed with the J-Rock album, Redemption, seemed like he was being a little more risky and like with his sound. Like, it still sounded like J-Rock, but it sounded like he was doing different things and taking chances in different areas, if that makes any sense. And from my initial listen, it doesn't feel like any of them were, like, from a perspective of trying too hard or, yeah, like, trying too hard to try something different or, like, I feel like what he did that was different from him usually still had, like, core roots to him, I guess. What I'm saying is, still sounds like him, but it, you can tell, you can see more of like his sound evolving, kind of like it's not specifically like it's hard, the beats and stuff, or like his flows, like these flows, like I'm saying, they're a little different in some songs, like in Knock It Off. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, but I don't want to say he's like not a stranger to doing different stuff, but like I like J-Rock, like if you turn him on, you know what you're gonna get. But like with this, you know what you're gonna get, but it's like slightly different, I guess I could say that from this standpoint. I have yet to start cleaning this restroom. I barely swept the floor because I'm busy talking to this mic. The record stop, I got the Dark Twisted, beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy on the wax spinning. Not anymore right now. I'm finna flip the disc. What else? I mean, that's pretty much it for the music standpoint. I'm gonna go flip this and clean the restroom. I'll be back. So enjoy silence. My school have an assignment, like a paper. It's due in a couple weeks. Oh, look, it's getting pretty loud. I have the record playing in another room, so you can try to hear it. But. All right, so. Assignment. Like I was saying, I need more of this cleaner, but okay. All right. The assignment essentially is like it's for my American music history class, and it's a comparative research essay. One of the prompts, I can't remember at this time, but the other one, the one I chose, has to deal with comparing teams from the 1950s to the teams of today with respect to, like, the music that they listened to and how it affected them. Not personally, I don't remember that explicitly being said, but like, you know, just how the music affected them. So I figured I'd do that one. And the book, the textbook that we have, has kind of mentioned it, but like, I mean, if you think about it, in that age, 1950s, that being like the book says, the first wave of rock, essentially, and how kids, or teens, I should say, were listening to it, because it was like music for them, essentially. You know, some of the songs were like about teenage love and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel like the teenagers from then and now aren't too much different. They're not too much different. It's a compare and contrast. So I did a lot more comparison, but like I did contrast in like slight senses, but not like complete contrast where they're completely different. And I mean, I can see major differences like from the time period, obviously, but like I'm thinking strictly with respect to music and stuff like that. So one of the things it says we could talk about is kind of like how like fashion wise so that was a big thing, because I mean, like, if you listen to music nowadays, you know, everybody's talking about fashion. I think that's been something that I don't specifically know if that was something that was like discussed heavily within like the first wave of rock and roll, but I do know that like along with the music being different and new, kids started to dress differently and stuff like that as a means of showing their like rebellion and stuff. So that was kind of one of the things I touched on, like how music can change people's dress and stuff. So in comparison to the teens today, it's pretty much like the same, you know. Kids, depending on what they listen to, it can have an effect on how they dress, because, you know, it's another thing. It's based off, it's like influence, you know what I mean? It's like brand names, stuff like this. It's like, if nobody popular was talking about it, nobody would really be on it, but I mean, you know, there would be people that would enjoy that kind of stuff. But like, I just felt like there was more, there is more to compare between the two, despite the generational gaps. Like, based off principles alone, I feel like they're a lot more similar. Now, yeah, I'd have to look at my paper again because I wrote it, but as anyways, point being, like I said, they're not a lot different, and the point that I did make, hopefully, I made it clear in my paper, which I think I did, is that like I'm telling y'all, like, there's not really too much different between the two, based off principle. So, but I pretty much essentially said towards like the middle when I was discussing the fashion and stuff, was that essentially the teens of the 1950s were like pioneers in that sense. Like, they didn't care really like what their parents were talking about, like about the music they listened to. And I mean, I don't want it to be too much of a general statement, but you get what I'm saying. It was the first wave of rock. Teens felt like that was their music, all that. And really, like, after that point, a lot of other music started building off of rock. Even though rock was built off like blues and all that other stuff. But you can get what I'm saying from that point. Like, with respect to like teenage lifestyle, they were essentially like pioneers. Because like if you look at teenage groups before then, they were either like poverty stricken or like very few amounts got to like live in like extravagant lives because of like the, I mean, if you look at America's, along the timeline of America, American history, you can see that, you know what I mean? It's clear, like the 50s, I mean, although it was like there wasn't really going on too much with America at the time, like, I don't know what I was getting at right now, but yeah, the point being, I felt like, or I feel like, those teenagers were essentially the pioneers, because, like I said, they were like, it's the first wave of like that, like just popular music of being like loud, aggressive genre, somewhat suggestive in like lyrical content and stuff like that. And really everything past that point has built off of that, despite the genre, you know what I mean? I mean, of course there's been more, like upon building on it, certain artists may have gotten more lyrical or turned to more of creating a certain image, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like, with that being said, they were pioneers to the artists of that time. So, if you just think about it that way, and then up to the point where we are to now, all these artists now have in some way, shape, or form been influenced by people from that time period. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that's the only time period in which people have drawn influence from. Obviously, they can draw from like anywhere from in between the 50s to now, or even before the 50s, because, you know, like, because like what I said in the paper is that hip hop essentially has become the new rock and roll, or it has surpassed it as the most popular genre, right? So, like, and even before that, if you were just listening to rock and roll, some of it could be very, very different. Like some, you have like metal, all different types of metal music, which is just a different form of rock, right? So it's just built off of the 50s, I would think. I feel like the 50s was just like a starting point for like more of an American acceptance to like different... a different type of music, or different types of music, I should say, because like what was to come, essentially, and like hip hop, and there's just too many parallels, because like parents of the time didn't like their kids listening to rock and roll because they felt it was like too mischievous or whatever, right? But like, you still have that kind of going on. And that's why I felt like it's kind of, they're more similar. Because like in hip hop, a lot of parents don't, like, you've seen, I know people have seen videos of like mothers not enjoying the lyrical content of hip hop. But, I mean, it definitely appeals to a certain type of audience, right? So, in that audience, you have teens primarily. I know there's a lot of adults that listen to hip-hop because hip-hop is not a new genre. I get that. But like I'm saying, even teens of early hip-hop, it was a new thing. You know what I mean? It's very new. Which is why I think rock and roll and hip-hop share very strong roots. I mean, if you look at like the origination or the origin story of hip-hop, like certain records would be used, and they would take their drum breaks and loop those on turntables so they could rhyme over them, which essentially was like the beginning of hip-hop. So like, and that's beyond, well, that's like the beginning of like everything. So like sampling and stuff is a heavy thing in hip-hop, which is what I talked about as well, and like how artists will use
either direct rock and roll samples, or they'll have like guitars, they'll be playing chords, and like it's not like the guitar has been neglected or rejected by hip hop in any way, shape, or form, or the drums, the bass. There's even been jazz influences in a lot of hip hop music. So that's why I felt like they were real similar, and a lot of the paper was pretty easy to write. It was like it's like 1,000 words. I think I'm at like 800. I only got like 200 more. So yeah, I just gotta wrap that up, and then I'll be done with that anyway. What else? Today's the news. In today's news, I'm gonna go see Incredibles 2. And if you think I'm a child for that, leave and never come back. If you're not watching Incredibles 2, then you're a lame. Either you haven't seen the first one, or you haven't seen the first one because your people didn't like you. I'm finna go watch this movie at like 3 o'clock. It's finna be super lit. I forget how long they said it's been like 13 years. So, that's just crazy, man. That is just crazy. 13 years for a sequel, bro? That is how you do a sequel. Like, to have the patience to wait 13 years, bro? If that was the plan. Because if that was the plan, then that's pretty fucking genius. It's like, that's some shit I would do. I'm not even fronting. Like, I'd be like, yeah, we'll make a second one, but we're gonna have to wait like 13 years. And niggas would laugh at me and shit, and I'd be like, no, I'm like dead ass. Because it's like, the first one, the way it was left off, you expected a number two, but like, we never got it until now. So it's like, dang, like it's been worth the wait. Same thing with Finding Dory. They waited a long ass time for that movie. And I think another thing that I had to go to deal with that was like the script and quality of the movie, probably. Like they probably just didn't want to do the cash grab because it would have been easy. So I commend them for that, and that's like respectable, in a sense. But yeah, gonna go watch that today. Took a test today in my American music history class. Got a 90 on it. Bang bangers. What else? What else is happening? Not really aware of too much other stuff coming out. Probably hit up SoundCloud and see what I can find, see if I find any good hits, good people. Oh yeah, there's this one Texas artist that I kind of know. But not like directly, like I indirectly know of him. Because one of my old friends from like when I was young, middle school, like same neighborhood type shit that I knew, pretty much is a artist now, but that's not the same dude I'm talking about. He knows this other artist. And his music's pretty cool. Like, some tracks are like, eh, alright, but like, for the most part, it's not like horrible. It's pretty loud. I could do like a little more refinement, and it'd be pretty tight. His name's BBY Cody. You probably heard of him. Maybe. If you haven't, you should look him up. It's pretty tight. And that's from around the area that I know of. I mean, there's other artists like, Blaze them all. He's alright. He's pretty cool. I have, like one of his first mixtapes that he made on a CD. So it's pretty tight. So I'm hoping he makes it. That'd be worth some coin. Probably not, cause I don't know. Maybe. Unreleased, unheard. I'd go on the internet and unreleased, unheard type stuff. Leak it and it's like super old. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, check him out. Blaze them all. He's pretty cool. Trying to think who else I really know of that's like, that I can like say, alright.
Not really too much else happening. You're gonna see the movie, those albums came out, they're pretty good so far. Need to listen to them more, may listen to them more right now. Actually, after I finish this, but this record is spinning, so I'm gonna spin it on static. A little jump in the attic. Alright. Well, that was that. And on that note, I guess I'll just cut it here, right? Unless you want me to keep going. This is a marathon. We don't stop. We don't quit. Echo chamber in it. No, I'm just kidding. The facts of life. Never neglect them. Alright, well. Yeah. It was nice kicking it with y'all. Hope y'all had a good time listening. If y'all disagree, that's cool. Comment, tell me something, do something. It's what we do. It's what I do. It's a lady. It's been nice. Peace. Thanks for tuning in to the 622, where we do what it do. And if you don't fuck with us, we don't fuck with you. All right. And like I said, shout out to the people that listen. I think we got one more person instead of two. It's three. Shout out to y'all. Do y'all thing. And these three people or two that I'm referencing towards are the people I can see on the Anchor app. Like, I don't know who's listening to my podcast on Apple Music or anything like that. I doubt anybody's listening to it on Apple Music because there's, like, other content. And I know my content's not the best. I'm not trying to say I'm the fucking best podcaster in the universe. But, yeah, you know, if you mess with it, you mess with it. Tell other people how you mess with it, and hopefully they will too. And if they don't, then they don't. And if they do, tell them come through. Because, you know, the more the merrier, right? But like I said earlier, thanks for tuning in. It's 622, where we do what he do. And if you don't fuck with us, then we don't fuck with you. Peace out.